Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Friday. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, TJ.
Happy Super Bowl weekend.
I know. This is a big one for us, too, because the San Francisco 49ers are playing the Super Bowl, and we are 49er fans.
Yes, we are. Big party at Gina's house.
Bay Area people.
Do you think anybody will be having sex in the bathroom during the Super Bowl?
At this stage of the game, no. Oh my God, I hope not. That would be gross.
Especially an afternoon party.
Ew. Oh God, in the daylight? So,
the one thing about a Super Bowl party, love the lead up to it. It's very fun. When you're in it, it's fun.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you realize it's 7 p.m. and you're drinking all day and you're eating crap,
yeah.
And it's Sunday and you got to work the next day.
I just hope it's a really good game because it's been a long time. The 49ers haven't been in it for, 7 years or something?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a big deal in my house.
It's a big deal. It'll be either a real big, high, fun night or it'll be a
south real quick.
We may be coming home early if I know Dan, if they're losing.
Oh, don't say that.
I know.
Don't say that.
It'll be fun. It's always
fun
to get together with our friends.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not too cold outside.
Heater's on.
Yeah.
Girls are resorting to the outside,
I
believe.
We're booted to the outside.
I'm okay with that. Let the guys be inside. I'll be outside with blankets and...
I bought a little fire pit, Anne.
No.
I did. A gas one.
Oh, my God.
And I assembled it myself.
Fantastic.
And
does it work?
It works.
I'm so excited. And if I like it, I might get it. I like my real wood fire pit.
I know. I was thinking about it, but you know how we have an overhang and you can't really have a...
But I shouldn't either. I don't need a real wood fire pit. I just like the idea of one. And it smokes everybody out every time I put it on.
And
I'm like,
crying,
oh, guys,
and
it's
coughing.
Fine. The whole house smells.
Shield your eyes.
If any windows are open, the whole house smells like smoke. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't know.
Oh, it's going to work.
How much heat this thing's going to throw
those guys
off,
better not go come outside.
No,
I'm gonna be
they'll
mad.
Be inside. Yeah, we've already, Troy's already figured out.
Girls area, boys area.
And who's sitting where. And he's going to put a chair right next to his for Dan.
Oh, thank God. Because we, you know, Dan wants to bring his recliner over.
Well, we have an extra.
Excellent.
Oh, God. Just the thought of saying that. We have an extra
recliner.
You have an extra recliner.
How old are we? Ew.
Yeah.
We are recliner people. I'm telling you, when the kids are home, our main recliner.
They love the recliner.
Everybody fights for that thing. It's right in front of the TV.
I have tried to get rid of that damn recliner and it.
Nope. Not going to happen. Your recliner's nicer than mine. Ours is very big.
Well, this is big.
Yours is a little more streamlined. Ours is very fluffy.
It's
big.
Still a freaking recliner. All right. So did you hear the OC confirm season 15 with who's coming back?
No. Tell me.
All right. So Kelly's back. Jean is back. Shannon's back. Bronwyn's back. Which, by the way, have you heard Bronwyn is supposed to be like the queen bee of
OC? I heard that. But who said that?
Who's saying that?
I don't know. I read the same thing. If she's in the middle with the orange, that would be crazy.
Kelly's going to be pissed.
Who would be in the middle?
Kelly.
Well, I think Shannon
Kelly. Well, Shannon, you're right. Shannon should probably be the one that's in the middle.
That's what I think.
Yeah. She's kind of the last OG standing.
She is? And she's not even an OG.
No, she's not. And then they're supposed to bring in two additional ladies.
Bronwyn's friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she has backup. So we'll see.
I will say that I'll look forward to it without the other two.
I'm kind of excited myself.
Yeah.
The other thing I heard was Southern Charm is on hold.
Oh, again?
It's on hold, yeah. They do not have a release date. I think they're still trying to find some people. There's been rumors that Thomas Ravenel's coming back, which I don't think they would bring him back. Do you?
Remember those pictures circulated that I was just done with of him and Catherine together at some event?
It was a school event.
Yes. People are so stupid. No, they're not getting back together.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Speaking of which, the other thing I'm not going to talk about, why do we care that David Bedore is engaged again?
Oh, yeah.
Who cares?
All Everybody's over Instagram.
Are we that hard up for news that we're excited about David Bedore?
Maybe
Please.
We are.
No, I'm not.
He's gross. And that
He's disgusting.
Mm. And that ring, by the way.
I used to think he was kind of sexy. But
I did too, but now he kind of grosses me out.
Is it because we saw him naked?
Oh, yeah. That's probably
Maybe that's
why.
It.
That kind of, ooh.
Yeah.
But the ring, have you taken a close-up?
Not close, but
ring?
It's huge.
It's ugly as hell.
Is it? It seems like one of those really big rings that has a lot of little chips of diamonds.
Which I am fully against.
I know you are. That's why I said it.
Give me one big rock or you can keep it. Don't even want little chips. Keep your chips. I'm sure in the middle of all those chips, there's probably a huge rock.
But you can't see it.
No, you can't see it because it's swallowed up by all the chips. All right. And last but not least, I know you're going to be really excited about this one, is the Family Chantel is back for season 2.
I'm excited because you're going to have to watch it. I didn't watch season 1, so I don't want to get excited about something I didn't see. You're supposed to report back to me.
Well, I could barely get through
season 1. I don't even know if you finished it.
I don't think I did. But why are they bringing it back?
It doesn't make any sense. I don't think anybody likes desperate? It.
It's so scripted. It's so rehearsed and ugh.
So I've been watching. I finished You season 2 on Netflix.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I actually liked it.
Troy watched it.
Yeah. I heard that season 2 wasn't as good, but I actually really liked it. Maybe because I had it spread out. Mm. And you know my good old Siesta Key is on right now.
Oh, I know.
And Robbie from Bachelor is on it. It's so bad, but I am totally watching it.
Well, I now have Hulu.
Oh, we talked about this. You didn't have Hulu.
I didn't have Hulu.
Please watch Love Island.
I text my brother, I watched Love Island UK season 8. Is it 8?
8?
I think it's
6. 6.
Yeah.
And?
So I just started. I'm in
Do you have the subtitles on?
I don't need subtitles.
You don't?
No.
Okay, here's what... I was just talking to somebody online about this. Season 6 is a more polished version.
Oh, should I go back?
Then? I think you need the nitty-gritty. Go to one of the earlier just to... You can't understand these kids. And they're
all
from,
beautiful people. The girls are gorgeous.
Well, the season you're watching is very pretty, and they're a little upscale.
My brother has watched all of them.
Your brother needs to come on here. Your brother watches a lot of reality television.
He gave me so
did
much
he
crap.
Before?
No, but he doesn't have network TV. He only has streaming.
Oh, that's why.
Because he's techie
that way. Streaming,
you
can get everything now.
Well, yeah. But I also saw on Hulu the Lacey Peterson story, which is the documentary about Lacey Peterson, which is local
Scott
for us.
Peterson, yeah.
Yeah, so that I was really...
I want to watch that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch it. Mm-hmm. So now I'm so excited because I have Hulu.
Hulu has a lot. Be careful.
I know. I don't have time.
I know. Anyway, let's get on to our shows that we actually talk about, which is... we got to talk Married at First Sight. These couples... Oh, I do have a little inside information. So there's all these spoilers coming out about Married at First Sight.
There are more than any other season.
Yeah, and I was very upset because I kept saying I don't want to talk about any spoilers. We know the one because People Magazine put it out, and that was Taylor and Brandon.
Oh, right. Okay.
But I kept seeing a few others because we follow so many sites. I kept seeing a few others saying, oh, here's the couples that have split. Well, our contact on the show, I messaged her and I said, I'm really upset that people are putting out all the spoilers so early. We don't want any spoilers. And she said, be careful what you read. Not all of the things that are out there are true.
Mm. Well, based on watching this week's episode, I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
And that is that only 2 of these 5 couples are going to make it.
Well, I think,
and I think
that's a pretty easy assumption. But one of the couples that I heard split is not in who I think will split. And I won't say who that is, but...
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this week.
All right.
They're in Panama. A lot happened.
So much
There's
happened.
There's so much
See,
drama.
And they're all 2 hours where they didn't used to be. Thank God.
Oh, my God. You know, I think in the past, I wouldn't have cared about 2 hours because it would have felt like a lot of nothing. But there's so much happening with these couples that I want 2 hours.
Yes.
They start out in Panama. They wake up in the morning.
Yeah. So are we going to talk about Mika and Michael first?
Sure.
We know they slept in separate rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he put some time constraints on sex. They're both hugely disappointed. He says he wanted to fix it, but he's not sure that his heart is in it. I feel like he's kind of checked out. But they don't really come together until way later.
That was weird. They spent a lot of time apart.
Yeah.
I don't know about them. I thought Mika came off very strong to him.
Aggressive.
But when they were having the conversation and she said, basically on the plane, you said, if we don't have sex, on the honeymoon, kind of checking out. And he denied having that conversation. I still find that very strange. Why are you denying that? And remember I said, if he had just said, oh, I was joking or it came out wrong, but he didn't. He flat out just like doubled down and said, no, I never said that. Mm-hmm. So then he's talking to the camera in the morning and he's like, my wife doesn't feel like she can trust me. Okay. Very vague there.
Yeah.
And then he goes, the way I express myself doesn't match up with hers. I'm calling a lot of bullshit on you, Michael.
He's playing with the words.
Yep. Because he's like, I want to try to fix it because he knows he was wrong. So finally, when they talk to Pastor Cal, Pastor Cal sets them a little bit straight. They seem like they're going to, you know, come together and do well. But she's still so angry at him.
Well, because she knows he lied.
How do you get past that?
I mean, that's a terrible way to start.
It is.
But yeah, so he's not wearing his ring.
That whole explanation was a little...
lame.
Lame, too. I don't feel worthy of that.
Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, so Michael. She decides to take her ring off. Now they're both not wearing rings.
That's not good.
They say they want to become friends and start all over, but I'm not so sure she's going to get over it.
I don't know how you can get over somebody that flat out lies on camera and says, I never said that. I couldn't get over that, Gina.
No, because it gives you a window into who they really are.
Right. And, you know, Pastor Cal, when he's explaining things, she's like, oh, yeah, maybe I can do that. Maybe I can start out as friends. But then when they have a conversation, he's like, well, I mean, I get the friend thing, but we are married. And then he's like, but I'm not going to wear my ring because I'm not worthy of you. But we're married, so we should sleep together.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
No, I still think he's an idiot for saying, no, I never said that. He really should have said, oh my gosh, you're right. I said something like that, but I didn't really mean it that way.
Oh, 100%.
But why didn't he do that?
He could have alleviated all this drama had he just said that.
So, no, but he doesn't want to come off looking like an idiot. No. I don't know, but he's looking so much worse.
But she's telling everybody. She told everybody she went to the pool by herself.
Do you think that's bad that she told everybody?
I think it's so fresh and new that I don't think that there's anything
wrong with it. I don't think it's bad. When she goes down to the pool and everybody's down there and she comes down by herself and they're saying, where's Michael? She's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They pressed a little bit. I mean, she was a little vague for a while. Right. She didn't give them the whole nitty gritty until the girls were in the hot tub and then she did.
No, but then he comes down and it's like, there's nothing wrong. And he's like, hey, I'm, you know, on the phone. I could get a new job. I got a job as a principal. And like, okay, well, that was weird.
Yeah, he wants to act like nothing's wrong. And I think he thinks she shouldn't be telling anybody their business. Well, sorry, you're there with a group of people.
Exactly. You're supposed to be sharing.
Yeah. Why was there so much drama about the hot tub being all gross and dirty? Did you see that online?
No, but it's funny that you say that because that's exactly what I thought. I said, oh my God, there's like mold all around the hot tub. It looks gross.
I guess I've been in a lot of gross hot tubs. I didn't even notice.
Is that what they were saying online? That the hot tub looked unsanitary?
And then when I went back and looked, I still didn't even think it was that bad.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I'm used to
that.
See,
I think it's kind of gross. And if you have enough chlorine in there shouldn't be mold on the tile.
They got to scrub that mold off.
Oh, somebody needs to scrub that mold.
Somebody needs to scrub that off.
That hotel, by the way, didn't look all that
great. It'll run
great.
Down.
Westin, Panama.
Yeah, it didn't look that great. They've been to a lot nicer places.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to talk about Taylor and Brandon.
This had me totally confused, didn't it?
It did, until I realized, I think I know the person Brandon is.
I think so, too.
I think we're going to see. Well, and more because of the previews that I saw. It started out, they wake up in the morning, and she's doing a cute little selfie video. And getting her new husband, he's snoring a little bit. It's cute. It really was cute.
I didn't see anything wrong with it.
There was nothing wrong with it. He jumps out of bed, though.
Which I thought, what happened? I mean, because I couldn't figure out what...
I really thought that he was awoken and kind of scared.
Startled or something.
Right.
Yeah. Runs into the other room.
Gets dressed. And then she's playing it off thinking it's kind of cute and funny. And he is totally ignoring her. Completely won't speak to her. He's full of shit. He was not having a panic attack.
He didn't seem to be having a panic attack.
He's the calmest person having a panic attack I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of people having panic attacks. You don't act like that.
No, he said he had rapid breathing. He was telling me all this stuff.
My breathing was rapid.
And she's rubbing his back and asking him, do you want to get breakfast? And he is just ignoring
her. He is completely ignoring her. But then when they go out in the morning and they're meeting everybody by the pool, he says a little something. Now, they didn't show his lips saying it, so I think it was dubbed in later.
Oh, about she videotaped
me? Yes. And the respect thing. Because they didn't react to anything. That's one of those things that I think that was dubbed in later.
Yeah, maybe.
But he kind of acted cool, like he was okay around the pool. But he still ignored her.
He ignored her for most of the day, it seemed like. Mm-hmm. So they finally come together, and he says he reacted that way because he didn't know how Taylor would react, which I thought, well, that's a weird response. What are you talking about? You acted like that because you were worried about how she was going to react? What does that even mean?
I don't know. Like, because he was having a panic attack?
It didn't look like he was having a panic attack.
And then he's full of shit because then he said, well, you know, I don't know. How long has she been videotaping me? When other times has she been videotaping me? Really? You're not that important. You're not that great. She's not videotaping you all the time, Brandon. No,
and if it really bothered you that much, then you wake up and you come back and you go, can you just delete that? I mean,
you
caught me off guard. It made me feel uncomfortable. Can you just delete it? She would have said, oh, I'm so sorry. Of course.
Or just tell her, oh my God, I am sorry the way I reacted.
Yeah.
I'm having a moment. Give me a little bit of space.
Right.
Oh no, but Gina, when he's having a panic attack, he retreats. I don't like the excuses for panic attacks.
He's a baby.
He is a baby. And she's so cute. And very open with him and trying to get to know him and putting her head on his shoulder. And she likes him.
She does like him.
He's an idiot. So then they come together later and they talk it out. And he talks about his panic attack and he apologizes. And she's saying, well, you know, you should talk that out with me. That's something you need to work on. He's like, get over it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Don't say that.
You don't say that. You don't tell a girl to calm down. No. You don't tell her to get over it.
No.
And she tells him, No. But then he gets it right away. He switches and he's like, you're right. I'm completely wrong here. Good. That's what you should have said in the beginning.
But the wheel's already cranking with her going, oh my God, is this the kind of personality I'm going to have to deal
with? Although I don't think it is.
Really?
I think she likes him enough at this point. In her mind, it was one little setback that, okay.
She was trying to justify
it? Yes. Yeah, I think so. Because she was like, all right,
kind of behavior is not going to change.
Well, I think we see in the next episode that it doesn't change. Because when they go see the sloths and they're doing their little day thing, she keeps jabbing at him, almost poking the bear.
Yeah.
And he doesn't bite. So I think she thinks, okay, he can handle it.
But can he?
No, he can't. No, he cannot.
Then he does the whole roses and the bathtub thing.
Ew.
So do you think they end up having sex?
Yeah.
Because she seems like she wants to.
No. Remember, she was kind of holding off a little bit?
Yeah, but she kept saying, you never know what could happen tonight.
True.
When she was in her little wifey swimsuit.
Something about him sitting in that bathtub grossed me out.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, it's too small for two people.
Oh, yeah. Way too small.
And it felt like it looked cold. How long was he sitting in there?
And where was she?
And did he get that idea after, and we'll go into this, after Derek did it for Katie?
Oh.
Did he?
No, because Derek didn't tell the guys what he did.
I feel like he did.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe he stole it from Derek.
I think he stole the idea.
So we'll see what happens, but my prediction is these two aren't going to make it.
No. Well, we know they don't. They're the ones that in People magazine, it was like,
well,
yeah, for sure.
My prediction is right.
Gina, you are right on it. You have your finger on the pulse.
Scary.
All right. Who do you want to go to?
I'm very excited. Jessica and Austin.
Okay.
We have to save the best for last.
Yeah, we do.
Jessica and Austin. There's not a whole lot there. They're just super cute.
I love
awkward.
Them.
You know, they totally had sex.
Well, she said they did.
She said she wasn't going to say.
But later on, when they're talking about it, let me think. They definitely... No, they admitted to it. They admitted to it later.
They did?
Uh-huh. Later on in the second dinner, didn't they admit it?
I didn't think so.
She said something, and he said, well, a man never tells.
Yeah. So,
but no, they did, for
totally
sure.
Did.
Oh, yeah. They're super cute. They're totally crushing on each other.
They kind of are meant to be together. They're almost like the same person.
Oh, my God. I love how they look at each other. I find him so cute. I really do.
He's cute in a kind of awkward way.
I know, but I like that.
Almost like you feel sorry for him.
No, when he had his hair slicked back, totally into him. I don't like when it falls forward.
No, he doesn't have great hair, Anne.
But when it's back, slicked back, he was cute. They're super cute together. I really like them. I think
they will last. They're both kind of plain Janes. Jack and Jane.
Yeah, they kind of look alike.
They're plain.
They're like brother and sister. Yeah, it's not all kisses and cuddles with them. I think they've done it. All right, let's talk about Katie and Derek.
They're getting along really well, although she does say she's a little concerned that he's never been in love before.
Right.
But he seems to be going out of his
way. I think he's in love with her.
Well, he kind of said he could be falling.
I think he hasn't been in love before because he probably hasn't dated a lot. Do you think?
You don't think so?
Nah, he's very nerdy. And she even said, we're the same, but he's a nerdier version of me.
Yeah, well, I bet she's a wild child. Don't you think?
Well, sounds like it from her bridesmaids.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I do like the whole insulin thing that he actually gave her insulin.
I thought that was, people were saying, well, why did she have him do that? I think it was great that she had him do that because this is her life. Get used to it.
Yeah, I think people who don't know, I mean,
well, you know,
outwardly, yeah, Dan, my husband, is type 1 diabetic since he was, you know, young. So I can say that I've never done that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I can. He does it every day. I see him do it. It doesn't bother me watching him. To actually have to do it. I mean, I would to save his life, obviously.
Well, yeah.
But
to save his life.
I think I would.
Only to save his life.
I would hope that I could do that.
If he was laying there and dying, I would, of course, I would. I've seen him too.
Yeah, he does it. But I mean,
is it a pen? It's not a pen like that.
No, I've never seen a pen like that. I think I could do the pen. I was thinking his is just the needles. But I think the pen is kind of cool. Those are pre-made pens. And it's a different type.
Very expensive, I bet.
Everything's expensive. But I like that he did that.
Yeah, it was fine. Derek's happy. She seems happy.
The only thing I didn't understand is when he did the rose petals, he's like, I have a surprise for you. So right outside the door, he puts a blindfold on. He opens the door. He takes the blindfold off. Why even put the blindfold on?
That's
didn't
true.
Walk anywhere.
Just open the door, man.
But then we find out they definitely had sex.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did they wake up in the morning and say, we had sex? Was that this one or was it a preview?
Yeah, they were very open about the fact that they just had sex.
And it was good.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good.
I'm happy for them.
Yes. All right. We got to do Mindy and Zach. I just have to say this. You still love Zach, Gina.
No, I text you when I was watching it, and I said, I fucking hate Zach. He's a douchebag.
He's a douchebag with a stupid fucking hat. That hat looks ridiculous, Zach. You don't look cute and cool in that hat.
I've officially fallen out of lust for Zach, because he's an ass.
He is. Oh, he thinks he's so cool and smooth, though.
Oh, God. We knew this was going to happen. He's too pretty. He's too pretty.
I disagree. I don't even think he's that pretty. I didn't think he was that pretty in the beginning. I thought his hair was too much. He took too much time on himself.
Well, that's true. In fact, Mindy said that when they were with the group by the pool, she said, that well, I know great. Why we were matched, because we use the same facial moisturizer.
That was so great. I'm liking Mindy more and more, except I do agree with Zach that a lot of the conversation is heavy.
And that's part
Lighten
of it.
Lighten it up.
I think that the Zachs of the world, they're not attracted to a needy woman who has low self-esteem. And he kind of said that to her.
He
liked her much better when she was more confident.
Yeah, but
she's a little whiny.
Here's the thing. When did that happen? Because he told her when I kissed her, or I don't know if he told her that, but he told the guys.
Yeah.
When I kissed her, I didn't feel anything. All right. Well, that was at the wedding when you were still acting like you really liked her.
I think he knew when she was walking down that aisle that this probably wasn't going to work.
Not his type.
And he's going to. And I think we see more of that next week.
And he's going to try to. He's going to stay with this as much as possible because he's getting a lot of coverage here.
Well, he's getting camera time. Mm-hmm. But he said that he feels forced to make this work with someone that he doesn't have a spark with. I think that's what he told the guys, right?
And he told her that.
Oh, that's right. He did tell her that.
And she's saying, God, I feel pressure of having to be perfect.
Well,
not
I mean,
really,
she's
though.
Not going to win in this situation.
No, she's not.
So Zach says that It's hard to see Mindy this upset this early on. It's like, how do you expect her to feel after you said what you said?
And he's talking in circles completely.
Oh my God, totally.
Yeah, because he pumps her up like, oh my God, you're great, da da da. And then he goes around and around and around. He never says anything.
Yeah, and that's exactly what Mindy said. And he talks a lot, but he says nothing.
Yeah.
And what's with the fist bumping?
Ugh. He's friend-zoning her.
Totally friend-zoning her.
She is awkward. But they go to go on their day trip.
To the little village?
They have a great day because they're enjoying it. And he's like, this is what I like about her. I think he's full of shit. He is saying this now because he knows he looks like a douchebag.
Yeah.
And he's saying, see, I just need her to be confident. I want her to like herself. She was fine until you kind of brought her down. She literally was fine.
That's what he does, though. So before that, they go when they're in that gross hot tub. She tells the rest of the girls that exactly what Zach said, and all the girls hate him already.
Oh, sure.
They can't stand him.
Sure.
And she said she can't fit into his mold, and I think that's exactly what it is. So then they come together on the beach that night
before they go on their little excursion. That was an interesting conversation.
Oh, my God. Totally interesting conversation. He has her open the bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen before.
It was like, you go ahead.
Not that she's not capable, but come on.
Why would he do that?
Were those crabs that were all crawling around? I was so distracted by all the little black things.
I don't want to go to Panama Beach.
No. So that was pretty shitty of him.
Now, they talk about her saying, you know, it's not all about looks to me. And he's like, well, it's clearly not all about looks. Like, he's so good looking that obviously if you don't like me, then it can't be about my looks I'm so good looking.
Yeah. What he said was that it's if you were attracted to my looks, that means nothing. If that were it, you'd be more into me. Basically saying, obviously, I'm good looking. So if it, you know,
yeah. This was a moment I really appreciated her because she was like, so right now, you don't care how I feel about you because you assume that I like you so much because you're a good looking guy.
Exactly. She totally called him out.
I loved it. And she was like, interesting. And she's like, it's not all about looks to me.
Yeah.
And basically, I don't like your fucking personality, Zach. He's not that great.
Well, no, because he should not talk.
right.
He should just look pretty. But this is why. He's probably been a serial dater, but this is why he doesn't have anybody.
No.
So I really, really feel like the only reason he went on the show was for
publicity,
fame and notoriety.
Before he went in, he's like, listen, no matter what she looks like, I'm going to make her feel like a queen.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like a breakdown and we just don't get along. Something.
Yeah.
He never imagined meeting the love of his life. I feel like I can guarantee that.
No, I agree. Now,
Mindy, she's looking for some affirmation. She just wants a compliment, anything. He won't freaking give it to her.
Nope.
Nothing. Ever.
No, and she's asking for it.
She is begging
for it.
Oh my God, that's all she wants. And the minute he gives her a little bit of something, like I think he said, when you walk down the aisle, you look beautiful. Her smile took up her whole face.
Yeah.
Which it kind of does anyway. In the nicest way.
But that makes me, that whole proposing, you know, at the altar makes me even more angry at him.
Because it was all bullshit. Like you said last time, the Zacks of the world.
Yeah, the Zacks of
the
world.
That's what they do.
And you cannot walk back from the comments that he made.
Oh, hell no. I don't even know how she can be so cool around him. I feel like she's just playing it out.
I think, well, she already said that she has very low expectations of Zach.
She was excited to tell them at dinner that they kissed. For God's sakes.
Well, that's like, really? All that's going to happen.
Really?
Because he clearly is not into her at all.
Oh, no, no, no.
He's not bringing anything to the table.
No. And at dinner, Mika is so angry at Michael. She's very cold to him.
Yeah.
I can't blame her, but it's not going to go anywhere. If you can't soften up and give this a try. I mean, I can't blame her, though. He's the one who blew it from the very beginning. Because I believe her. It's not like she's making up that he said,
no.
You know, if we don't have sex, I'm out.
So next week with Zach and Mindy, we hear her saying to him, so what do you want me to do, get breast implants?
Mm-hmm.
So what in the hell does he say to her next week?
She's a member of the itty-bitty titty committee. Which I can't believe I just said that.
God, I wish our friend could give us the screeners for this one.
Man. God. Oh. Why don't we get screeners? It's a different network. Different darn it. Network. I got to work on getting some of these people for interviews.
I would love to talk to Mindy.
All right. Let's work on that.
Love it.
I will call our girl. Call our gal.
Yeah.
We kind of just needed to know, who do we want to talk to? Let's talk to Mindy.
Mindy, I would love.
I think she's our girl.
Yeah.
Especially since you love Zach as much as she does.
For a minute.
For 1 minute. Well, should we go to Below Deck?
Sure.
All right.
So we know there's going to be a reunion, Anne, and it's going to be a two-parter.
Oh, it's a two-parter?
Two-parter. Excellent. Anne posted on Twitter.
Okay. I want to hear it. We need some explanations from these guys because they are all awful.
They're all terrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so no one's getting along at this point.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And I was really surprised. We know that Brian and Courtney had some miscommunication last week. But Brian says he's really pissed at Courtney for not being loyal to him.
I don't understand.
So what loyalty means to Brian is you have to agree with everything Brian says.
Pretty much.
You can't go against him. Otherwise, you are unloyal and he doesn't like you.
Yeah.
That's it. And I'm not a huge Courtney fan, we all know. I think she's awkward. As interesting as watching paint dry. Yeah, but she is. I hate Brian for this. I thought Brian was like the least douchey of all the guys. Now I'm like, Brian, he's kinda douchey. Come on.
Well, Courtney said she hasn't dated. She's never had a boyfriend.
Oh, well, now that we know means why, a lot. Right? She has high expectations, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
So stupid Tanner wants to set a sex date.
I love Kate's response. Like, the minute you opened your mouth and talked about it, it's over. Don't talk about it. How do you talk about a sex date? No.
He's so weird,
Let
too.
It happen. Stop. He could have gotten something from Kate. It's not going to happen now.
Well, no, because now he's too thirsty for it.
And she knows it, and she's over it.
So do you know who this charter guest Jameel is?
Yes.
You do?
Oh, yes. You know I have a sport household.
Right.
So when my son was living here, he would watch every day. She's on a show with a bunch of guys. She's got hot takes on all the sports. Yeah.
So she's like a commentator?
Yeah. She has a sports show.
On TV?
Yeah, it's like ESPN.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forget the name of it. It was a morning sports show that when my son was here every morning before school, he had on.
The Take.
Oh. How did you know that?
Because every morning I get up and I turn on the TV.
It's on there?
That's what Troy's watching. See? The Take.
Now, I didn't understand, was it her bachelorette weekend or was it somebody else?
No,
so
it was
she
hers.
Was getting married.
Yeah.
Okay. Because she seemed to go to bed early a lot. That's why I was.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I didn't
understand.
Well,
she was on Watch What Happens Live, which I don't know that Andy's ever had a charter guest on Watch What Happens Live,
right.
But maybe because she's famous.
And
she
a sport
rough.
Figure. Oh, yeah.
She's really rough.
She was. How did you feel about her and the Kate situation?
You know, it's not the first time Kate
has accused
the resting bitch face.
Yes.
It's not the first time she's been accused of that. But like in Kate's defense, like she said, these are like 15-hour days that they work. Mm-hmm. And she just wants to serve the guests. And I would imagine, I know I couldn't do it, put on a happy face and be cheery for 15 hours a day when I'm serving people.
I also think in a weird way that, first of all, I understood the charter guest when she was like, you should be happy. I get that. But there's that other side of service, if you haven't watched Downton Abbey, where the servers are just there to serve. They're not part of your conversation. So
right.
You shouldn't be even know that you're there.
No.
Now, that is very old school. Maybe Kate is very old school.
I would want to just do my job and get the hell out. I wouldn't want to become part of their conversation.
See,
either.
This is where we differ. Yeah. I am a people pleaser, you know.
You
like,
are.
I will just, like, pretend I'm so interested in what you have to say. So I would be the Simone of that situation.
And I'm the resting
You're
bitch
the resting
face.
Bitch face. Yes, you're the Kate.
And I'm okay with that.
I know. That's why we do well here. But so I do
funny.
Like that they apologize later. That
they
kind of
said. Well,
they
were kind of poking her.
Yeah,
and then
they
I
were
think
really
they made
poking.
It, there was kind of a fine line where I thought, okay, this is really going south.
I also think, have you not seen the show? Do you not know who Kate is and that this is her thing?
Yeah. It's her thing. I mean, they appreciated her sense of humor and that was fine. But
she
they
was
loved
sure.
Simone.
Of course they love Simone. Simone is a people pleaser. She's going to be happy and just serve them and do whatever. So this whole thing, I mean, I'm just going to get to the chase here. So they ask Kevin to make a cupcake. This was...
job well done, I must say.
This was amazing because he stressed over this thing. It was so great. The whole buildup, all of it was just like, it's got to be the cupcake. And then him and Kate going at it again and bitching about each other and showing scenes from all season of how they have interacted and hated each other and gotten on each other's nerves. And then the main charter guest, Jamel, she goes to bed early. And it's for her. This cake is for her. And the evening is dying down. Captain is sitting at the table. They're having kind of serious conversation at this point. And he comes out with the cupcake.
And no Jamil.
And you can see Captain's face is like, oh my God.
And Kate knew and just let it happen.
I know. Kate didn't.
Let it happen.
Kate did not say a damn word that she even was gone, went to bed. She could have said to the charter guest, hey, we have a special surprise for you. Oh, hell no. She's like, I'm going to let this happen. And this is going to be amazing. And I loved every minute of it. And what did Kate say? Who's the dick now, Kevin? Loved it. She has the best lines,
I know,
Kate.
She does. It's very
we
quick.
We love Kate.
That was funny.
Anything else?
I don't think so. So I think, was that the last chart? No, there's one more.
Is there one more?
Well, they haven't gotten off the ship yet, right? The boat?
No, you're right. So there has to be another one.
One more, and then we're done.
Well, these, right, one more, and then the end.
Yeah, because that sailing one is coming. The sailing ship.
Oh, right. That one looks really good,
by
the way.
Sailing?
I'm totally in on that. I want to say that Simone is really hating Kate. She's working with her.
She can't stand her.
But she actually said Kate is like the worst human I've ever had to work with. She hates her.
Yeah.
I don't think Kate is that mean to Simone right now.
I don't think so either, but I think Simone is very smart. And I think she feels
She doesn't do a very good job, though.
But that's, she hasn't been trained, Anne.
But she's worked on other boats. I don't know.
This caliber, maybe.
Here's the thing. I like Simone. I think Kate has treated her badly at certain times during the season.
Yeah.
I think she needed a little training with regard to service, but Kate didn't have time, or she expected too much of Simone. I'm not sure.
But she loves Courtney. Kate loves Courtney.
Yeah, that's the thing. And Courtney does a good job, so.
That's why she loves her.
Yeah. You can't hate a person who does a good job for you.
Right.
You know, you don't want to have to train somebody the whole time. What should we go to next?
Well, New Jersey, right?
Yeah, let's go to Jersey. We can end on Vanderpump.
Yeah, we'll end on Vanderpump.
Yeah.
So I have a couple little things with New Jersey. So I was on Jennifer Aiden's Instagram.
Right? Oh, boy.
And you know how much I love Jennifer Aiden.
Mm-hmm. I actually liked, past tense, liked her.
I can't with her. I can't. So she posted on her Instagram this painting. She went to some charity event. She bought a painting and she posted a picture of a painting, and it was for children, some kind of children's charity. And then she posted a thank you card from this charitable organization that was thanking her for her generous donation and everything she's done. People on Instagram were annihilating her.
Because she's putting out there that she's a charitable person.
Because she put out there this thank you card where they were thanking her for her generous donation. She wasn't promoting the charity. She wasn't doing anything like that. It was all about her.
See what I do, I donate.
I think that's what she said. See, I do good things, and this is what I donate.
She was putting it out as proof that she's not a shitty person.
This is what I do. I donate to charitable organizations. She disabled her comments because people were ripping her.
That's bad. When you have to cut off your comments.
Ripping her.
Man.
And deservedly so, because who the hell does that? This is why I can't stand Jennifer.
Well, she's not doing herself any favors these last couple episodes.
She has no self-awareness whatsoever.
Do you think she does now?
No.
Watching herself, do you think she even gets it?
No.
How does her husband not get it?
I think he's just checked out.
At one point during this, and I don't know who said it was either Melissa or Margaret. I think it was Melissa. She was like, maybe Jennifer's husband can fix the inside as much as the outside.
Yes. Yes.
That was good.
That was really good.
Well, Melissa's not having her. And I can't blame her.
No.
Is it the alcohol? Is it the tequila?
It might be a little bit.
It definitely is.
They weren't that drunk. They had their food hadn't even come yet.
That's what I mean. Remember, Jennifer was doing the shots.
Well, she should stop doing the shots.
Well, that's what she's a real asshole. Last season was the same problem, and her husband said you cannot do tequila shots any longer.
You know what? But bullshit.
Can't blame everything on tequila.
You can't blame it.
What do they say? Alcohol brings out your true self.
Well, I will be serving tequila shots tomorrow.
We want to know what our friends think of us.
All right. The other thing I have is I read that it was on All About the Tea. So the fallout between Danielle and Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was after Danielle poured water on Margaret.
Okay.
And we kind of saw this. Danielle kind of retreated back over to Teresa.
Oh.
Supposedly.
Don't remember that.
Teresa whispered in Danielle's ear and said, go pull her hair.
No.
Yes. Yep.
Do we need to rewatch?
Yeah, maybe.
So wait, why would Teresa be pissed at
Margaret? She had a thing with Margaret.
Oh, I thought you meant Teresa and Danielle.
No. So after Margaret poured the water,
that's why
Danielle went back to Teresa. Teresa said, "You need to go pull her hair." So that's why there was a pause and a delay. Danielle then went over and did exactly that. Pulled her hair,
told
Steve and Dan, the store owner,
yeah,
the reason I pulled her hair is because Teresa told me to. Steve and Dan told Melissa. Melissa goes back to Teresa and says, hey, I'm just telling you, this is what Steve and Dan told me. This is what Danielle told him. And that's why Danielle and Teresa aren't speaking.
Sense.
Because Danielle's pissed that Teresa let her take the fall, and Teresa's pissed that she opened her mouth.
Okay. They're not hating each
other. Yeah, but in real life, real time, I don't think Teresa and Margaret are friends because didn't Margaret come out?
They just did I was just going to tell you this. I just saw them do a show together. It was Teresa, Margaret, and I think Kelly Dodd.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I hope this comes out at the reunion.
Because of course
either
it will.
Teresa's lying or Danielle's lying.
Well, they both are liars, so.
I mean, I have a hard time believing Teresa would say, go pull an adult woman's hair, don't you?
Yes.
Danielle, I could totally
Danielle
see
Danielle is a known hair puller. She did it years ago.
She's a known liar, too.
But Teresa lies also.
But would she want Teresa on her bad side?
No.
But remember, everybody kept saying, Danielle knows something about Teresa, and that's why.
Why Teresa took her back.
Why Teresa took her back. So what is it?
Very interesting.
I know.
Hmm.
All right. So now on with the show.
On with the show.
Well, Jennifer's an asshole.
Jennifer leaves with Dolores.
Why is Dolores on Jennifer's side? She hates Melissa, don't you think?
No. Did you hear on Out in the Wild podcast the Dolores interview?
Yeah, that was really good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I don't think she hates Melissa. I think she feels bad for people. She's kind of goes for the underdog. And right
underdog?
Now...
Underdog? Jennifer is not an underdog. She's a bitch.
I don't know. I don't know what, at this point,
the
I don't
underdog
know what
is
Dolores
Jackie.
Is thinking.
Jackie is the underdog.
But Jackie doesn't need your support. Jackie is freaking hard ass and doesn't give a shit about anybody. We'll talk down to Jennifer. And guess what? Jennifer deserves to be talked down to at this point. She
Absolutely.
Her main beef with Jackie is that Jackie has money but doesn't spend it the right way. Her main beef with Melissa is a little more understandable. Melissa should never have said, we all are losers because we didn't save
that.
Our money.
I agree.
We know that. Melissa was drinking a little bit probably and let it slip.
She should have just said, Jackie's winning because saving money.
Right,
and
but she said,
everybody else
Jackie's winning, we're all losing.
Yeah.
Well, that's why Dolores got a little upset. Like, well, and we know because Dolores' story, we found out she's lost a lot of money. She's had money. She's supported herself for a long period of time.
Yeah.
You know, Frankie wasn't so great for a long period of time.
Well.
We love Frankie now, but he was an asshole to her.
Yeah, he was a real big asshole.
Yeah,
she knew he was cheating for a long time.
And if you guys want to listen to a really good interview, listen to Out in the Wild podcast, and they interviewed Dolores, and it's good. She goes deep. She tells her whole story, which I really appreciate. Who knew that Frank Sr. grew up with parents, that the dad was a judge and the mom was a doctor?
Yeah.
And I do still like them together. And I do like him. But a lot of years have passed since I think he cheated on her when she was pregnant.
Yes.
So
yeah,
he wasn't such a great guy.
No. So they're back at the house and they're trying to figure out, but Jennifer doesn't let up.
No.
She comes in and then she whispers and tells Teresa, do you know what Melissa's saying about you?
Yeah. She said, you're stupid and you're ignorant.
You're ignorant. Shut up, Jennifer.
Don't get in the middle of family. And I believe Melissa. Don't get in the middle of this. We've come too far. You're not going to break us up. That's why I think that Jennifer was drunk.
I don't know.
It's not an excuse.
I think she's an asshole all the time. Because, I mean, look at the post I just talked about. She has no self-awareness.
No.
She is an asshole.
And I like that Jackie was like, I don't need a friend like you, and I don't want to work on this kind of friendship. Like, it's toxic. Yeah. Why would I want to be friends with you when you're saying that because I have money, I should do certain things? It's so ridiculous. Well, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It's none of Jennifer's business how Jackie spends her money or what kind of birthday party. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I'm having a little kid's birthday party, it's for about the little kids. I'm not worried about feeding the adults. Drop your kid off. I'm not expecting to eat when I go to a kid's birthday party.
Especially that age kids. I mean, when you're having little kids and you expect the parents to stay,
that's a little different.
Even then, you give them
an extra pizza or something. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing was a little ridiculous. I did like that Joe and Frank met up. Then they're trying to fix Frank up with this waitress who's literally 20 to 30 years younger than him.
Pretty young.
I mean, Frank is a specimen of a man for sure. He's a fucking old man.
Yeah.
He's in his 50s. He's with us.
Do we know Dolores smoked? Did you see her out in the patio with the cigarettes?
I did not.
She was sitting at the table at Jackie's house, and they don't show people smoking because Luann smokes too.
Oh, well, you can tell in her voice.
Yeah, they rarely show it.
No, I never saw her smoking.
But she was sitting there with a cigarette, and I thought, oh, that's interesting.
Do you know anybody who smokes?
No. I had a friend that smoked, a girlfriend that smoked, but she's quit years ago.
I don't know anybody right now. No, my sister smoked until recently, but she quit.
Some people smoke only when they drink.
Yeah, I used to.
That's common.
I fully admit that when I was younger and I had a few cocktails, I would smoke.
You have a cigarette?
Yeah.
But now, I don't know anyone that smokes. Mm-mm. I find it gross. Just the smell and... You know, because
I believe I smoked Virginia Slims.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Menthol?
No. I was never a menthol girl. No.
Yeah, I just grew up in a house that my mom smoked.
Oh, like, see, that's heavy, why. Interesting,
heavy smoker. I think she quit when I was
What still. About pipes?
My dad smoked a pipe. Yes. My mom smoked cigarettes.
Does it bother you a pipe smell now?
I don't mind the smell of a pipe.
I actually like
a
pipe.
Cigar.
Yeah, I don't mind a cigar either.
But yeah, he had the whole little thing with the pipe and the...
Do you remember when we went out that night and
they
had a cigar and martinis or whatever? And we were like, we're going to freaking buy a cigar and smoke this. Because it's not just men who can smoke. Me and Gina are going to smoke cigars.
It was disgusting.
And we dipped it in like the apple martinis.
Something.
And it tasted good like the first two puffs. And then, oh my God, I was like sick.
The next day, I still tasted cigar.
The other thing is you don't inhale a cigar.
Which is even worse.
Which is really hard because then you're like, pop, 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 pop. I don't know how to do it. It's not comfortable.
It wasn't good.
It was not good.
We thought we were cute, but it wasn't good.
I have this vision of me like literally with a green face. No good. So let's go into the Marge and Marge Senior thing. That was a little bit of a heavy conversation, right?
Well, Marge has some issues with Marge Senior.
Oh, sure.
That go way back.
Yep.
She wasn't
Didn't know it
a
before.
Great mom, right?
No. Doesn't it sound a little bit like Dr. Deb and Bronwyn?
Yeah. That Marge Sr. was all about Marge Sr.
Yeah,
and
single
wasn't
mom.
Really there.
But Margaret is a only child.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of even worse because you don't even have a sibling to, you know.
So I wonder who fully raised Margaret. Did she have anybody? They don't talk about, like, Marge Sr. seemed to be out all the time. Like, who was home with Margaret? Huh? Was it just Margaret?
Maybe. She was by herself.
That's so sad. I don't know. And Margaret doesn't have any of her own children, right? They're all stepchildren.
No, I think she does, but she just doesn't.
Are you sure?
I think she has a son and a daughter.
Really?
And then she has stepchildren, but she doesn't ever talk about
them.
She
talks about her kids, but I didn't know if they were the stepchildren.
No, I think she has biological children.
Okay. I didn't know that. I thought it was interesting that at one point Margaret said, well, you know, Marge, and then she goes, Mom, or something like that. Like, she does not call her mom for a reason. Yeah. She calls her Marge Senior. That's sad.
I know, it is sad.
Can you imagine calling your mom as her first name ever?
No.
I think I would have been hit.
I do too. So they go to Rails, right? Joe and Teresa. Joe has just evolved so much, don't you think?
Yeah. I love their brother-sister relationship now.
Yeah.
It's what it should be and what it was.
It was. And she needs him.
Yeah. Oh.
She needs him because she's not good on her. No. She doesn't know what the hell's happening.
Oh, God. Those kids are running her over. She's confused. She doesn't want to be married to Joe anymore, but that's all she knows.
That's all she knows. She's trying to do everything for those kids.
She's taking care of Nona, who's cooking octopus at 6 a.m.
Yeah, what was that?
Don't know. Don't know.
Why so early?
I don't know. I think Nona's time clock is off.
She thinks he's in Italy. But yeah, then they go and they drive to go see Joe. And she can only bring two kids. And she's Gia and Melania, which is probably a good choice. And she forgets their ID. And they're an hour and a half into a 3-hour drive.
What do? You stop there and have somebody bring it to you? You go back? What do you do?
I don't know.
I mean, it's better if somebody can bring it to you.
If there's somebody there.
You call Joe, your brother, and you go, Joe, here's the stuff I need.
And that's probably what she'll do.
I think so. And you got to sit. What? Those girls are just sleeping in the car anyway.
Yeah.
I was thinking, if I was in a car with my kids who were sleeping, and I decided to call my girlfriend and put it on speakerphone, my kids would be like, shut up. Why are you talking so loud?
But poor Gia, her eyes got so big.
When Teresa said that.
She was like, I can't fucking believe my mom just did this. Oh, my God. That's like the first thing you check, you know, your ID, passports when you're traveling like that.
Gina, are you going to say that right now?
I know.
You know, it's an annoying thing. Whenever we travel, Dan, we get in the Uber, we get in the car, and he'll go, do you have your wallet? Do you have your passport? Do you have your phone? Do you have? And I'm like, yes, shut the F up. And the one time he doesn't do it to us, he drives us to the airport to go to BravoCon.
No, he did, Anne.
Oh, he did?
He did.
He said, do you have this?
Do you have your glasses? Do you have the thing? I think you forgot your sunglasses.
That's right. Did we go back? I think we did. We went back to get my sunglasses.
Yeah.
Freaking Dan. He's always right and it bugs the hell out of me. I hate when he goes through the list, but thank God he goes through the list. Why he goes through the list? Because he forgets. I usually don't forget.
Well, he should have said, Gina, do you have your phone?
You were like,
he would have saved me $500.
Check. A phone that's still not working right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's finish on Vanderpump.
All right.
This is really old cast, new cast. This was the split of the casts. Because the old cast goes to Miami, the new cast stays in town.
I'm telling you, I'm struggling. The OGs are going to Miami for Jax and Brittany's bachelorette party.
How do you feel about a joint?
I like it. I don't have a problem with it.
I actually thought, I think it's very cool that you can do your separate things, then come together.
Yeah, especially if it's a destination bachelorette party. You all go there together. Yeah. You can kind of be together when you want to be and be separate when you want to be.
I didn't mind it at all.
No,
I thought it was kind of a cool idea. Have you been to Miami?
Yes. South Beach?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm going to go.
It's really fun.
I think it looks amazing.
Really, it's been a long time, but yeah. So we find out Kristen again is telling everybody that Carter isn't moving in.
But they sleep together, Gina.
They sleep together, and for some reason, she's got about a box of his sex toys that's marked Carter.
Sure.
I don't know that there's sex toys in that box.
I accidentally packed his sex toys. Mm. A box of sex toys?
A box.
That's a lot of sex toys.
A treasure trove of sex toys?
Wow.
How many do you need? Box is a lot.
I would say that a box seems like a hell of a lot of sex toys.
Yeah.
Wow.
So apparently Jax and Sandoval lived in Miami. Do we know that?
I'm not sure, but I knew that they kind of had together. This. Well, remember Jackson, that guy.
Oh, that's right.
That he modeled for from Miami.
He totally had a thing.
Mm. But that's when he was Jason Couchy. I love when Jax is like, I love Miami. It's where Jax was born. Was Jax that great to be born? And did you have to come up with Jax because Jason was so freaking crazy and gross? Probably.
Probably.
Or were you changing your name to get away from people?
Sandoval had that long hair. know. How about Peter and Sheena? Sharing a room? Who's paying for these trips?
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. Sheena says, me and Peter are sharing a room because it's freaking expensive. I actually appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
Sheena and Peter are the only ones actually really working still at Sir.
True.
Who apparently don't make any freaking money that they have to stay together. How is Kristen paying for her own room?
Well, she has that t-shirt company.
Oh, come on. Line. Really? Who's buying anything from that t-shirt line?
Oh, she wears them. I don't know about anybody else.
I guess she's making money. She bought a house.
Isn't the show paying for their trip to Miami?
I think they pay a certain amount. Do they say you guys should share a room for drama? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe these two. I feel like those two are like, we get paid this much. Let's take this much and we'll pocket the rest.
Well, don't you feel kind of like Sheena's a B player this season?
Well, she's trying to be an A player.
Yeah, but she's trying to create.
Trying to create stuff. It's not happening.
Her storyline is the same.
I don't like Sheena. She's got nothing. She offers nothing.
It's the same story on repeat with her.
Yeah, it's boring. I don't care about her.
So Sandoval finally apologizes to Stassi, but Stassi wasn't really having it.
Here's the thing about that. Here's what I don't like. We know that was a fight that happened five takes to get that fight.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden in Miami, he's going to make this big apology and she's not going to really accept it. Say like, you're a dick. I don't know. You did the fight five times. Five takes to do a fight.
Yeah.
I find this all bullshit. That's the hard part about this. We know too much. It's been out there. Everybody's talking about it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Because meanwhile, back at Sir, Lisa is questioning Max about it. Then she calls Sandoval and she calls Schwartz and she calls Stassi. This was totally scripted.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. It's like Bye Bye Birdie, where they're like all on the phone with each other.
Oh, yeah.
It's like so ridiculous. Like, could this be any more played up? Let's have this person, then this person, then this person.
And Lisa's shocked that there was some controversy at Dom Dom. What happened? Let me get on the phone and call everyone and get to the root of the problem.
Yeah.
What really happened?
Mm-mm. Nothing.
Max, I'm not a fan of Max, by the way.
Well, were you a fan of Max before all the controversy came out?
No.
Not really.
Not really.
He, they're portraying him like, oh, I'm not going to turn on my guys. Please.
Please.
We don't like you, Max. Nobody's going to like you. This is going to be a hard season for Vanderpump.
It's a struggle. It's a struggle for me. I know you were very excited about it.
I was. And so was I, but I'm really kind of pissed off.
I like a theme, but the Rat Pack theme. Ugh. What was the deal with Sandoval's mustache?
Didn't make sense. He takes it
to a whole different level.
First of all, the Rat Pack didn't have those slim little mustaches.
No, they didn't.
He just wants to wear shit.
They didn't really have wigs. Mustaches, I don't think. I can't remember.
Rat Pack were clean,
maybe
shaven.
Maybe Sammy Davis Jr. had a...
All right. Is he portraying Sammy Davis Jr.? He looked just like him.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I get it.
And again, the wedding dress theme, I don't like it. It's all for show. Let's go out to the bar in these wedding dresses. I did appreciate Stassi doing her little explanation of each. Yeah, of each wedding dress. That was pretty
good. And I may have seen my headdress and veil.
On who? Oh, God.
Lala.
Oh! Well, I believe Lala was covered from head to toe. You were also, weren't you, in your wedding dress?
I was, but I had the headband, the pearl headband.
I've seen the picture.
The big, huge poof in the back with the veil that was the length of my dress.
Oh, my God. We need to do a split screen of the two of us. We're putting it out there.
Have to pull it out. Sheena, what the hell was Sheena wearing?
Oh, Sheena was, quote, cute.
Well, Stassi
she was
going to
be
said,
cute and
well,
sexy.
Sheena, all she did was go to her closet and pull out what she normally wears.
Exactly.
She looked like an idiot.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what did you think about the bar later? They went out and they had, like, those signs. And it said, don't do it, Brittany sign. And it was funny.
It was funny. I think Brittany
thought it was funny until
she
fucking
thought it was
Kristen.
Funny. Kristen totally gaslighted her.
Yep. That's all that happened. And then when you're drinking, you start to turn.
You start to turn.
You get pissed.
Kristen's always the Debbie Downer.
Always.
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 And I love Lala. She
called
was
her
like,
on it.
Shut up.
Guess what? Lala's sober and calling her on it.
That's true.
Can you imagine Lala drunk?
I'm actually
her on it?
Liking Lala this
well,
season.
Well, we haven't seen anything of her. That's why.
Well, that's true.
She's like totally mellow.
She's in a new movie, by the way.
Yeah,
a Randall Emmett film.
Oh, really, Gina?
Shocker.
What a shock.
With
Although
Bruce
she's,
Willis.
Yeah, she's with Bruce Willis.
Well, we'll see whatever movie that she's in that hasn't come out yet. That was also a Randall Emmett film. Have you listened to that podcast?
No,
yet?
I can't, just can't bring myself
you
to it.
You have to just listen.
I will.
He's so gross.
Which one should I listen to?
It doesn't matter. Listen to the Stassi one.
I'll listen to the Stassi. I like Stassi.
They're all the same.
How did you feel about Bo? I got a special little warm heart feeling for Bo when he was sticking up for Stassi, talking to Tom Sandoval and saying, listen, you were a dick and you were a dick to my girlfriend and your friend.
Yeah.
I love that line.
I love that he's...
She's not just my girlfriend. She's your friend and you were a dick.
Yeah.
I like
you know,
Bo.
People say Bo's a real asshole in real life.
No.
Yeah. Like, what? If you see him out, like, if he's out in public and you were to approach him, he totally wants nothing to do with it.
On that note, the Out in the Wild podcast, David, who's one of the hosts, went to Stassi's show. Did you hear him talk about it?
I didn't, but I've heard other people say it was terrible.
So he tends to buy multiple tickets to multiple shows in different cities.
Wait, maybe I did hear him say it.
That might be where you heard it. So he went to the first show, and
I've heard it about Bo a lot, though.
Yeah. It's.
But I did hear what he said. He bought, and he basically said, don't waste your money.
Yeah. He said people were yelling in the audience. It's not even like Countess Luann, we said, was very loud in the audience. It's very... talkative,
fun crowd,
fun, up, drunk.
Yeah.
Stassi's is same, but kind of just people talking shit. And Stassi has there's no organization of the show.
No control, yeah.
Yeah. And they say it's a live podcast, which it's not. They're not taping it.
Yeah. So why do they say that?
I don't know.
Well, I told you one of my sister's friends went and was like, the one in San Francisco?
Yeah. No.
Don't waste your money kind of thing.
Not good.
Well, she's making a shitload of money off of these tours and her book.
Oh, yeah.
I heard her book's not that great either.
And the shows are sold out. Like, the one in San Francisco is sold.
Sold out.
I'm sorry, New York was sold out. The other show that's on in San Francisco this weekend is the Scrubbing In with Becca and Tanya. I don't know if you listen to them. Becca Tilly was the one on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And then Tanya's, she works for Ryan Seacrest. She does a lot of stuff. She's on E.
Tanya Rad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually really like her. She's kind of funny. But she's
a
single.
Bachelorette too, right?
No. Never on The Bachelor.
Why is she?
She's really
Brad
cute.
Brad Gresky all the time.
Yes. They're best friends. She works for Ryan Seacrest. Okay. She's on his show in the morning. She's just kind of one of those people that everybody loves. She's really likable and fun. But she's single. So she talks a lot about her dating life, which is non-existent a lot of the time.
And she's so cute.
She's so cute. But anyway, the other thing that happened was Jax was totally throwing shade at Tom for getting the, quote, yacht.
Oh, right.
It was like a fake yacht. He's like, thanks for renting the barge. I mean, sorry, the boat.
That was bullshit. So do you think that Tom Sandoval really paid $5,000? It was kind of a booze cruise.
It was, but I thought it was fine. Who cares?
It looked totally fine. And what makes Jack think that he's yacht worthy?
Exactly. Like, I mean, who do you think you are? Are you going to do that for other people?
Someone spent $5,000 and you have to go bash it like that?
He was just angry at Tom, obviously. And then he was like, you know, it's like the booze cruise I did on spring break in high school. So in high school, you're doing a booze cruise?
Please. You know what? If somebody rented that boat for me, I wouldn't be mad.
Be very happy about that.
No Raquel, no James this episode.
Nope. Are they ever going to be on?
The cast is too big.
You know what it is.
And what storyline do they have? I think they're trying to take all of these people and fit them in, but the storyline's just not flowing.
It's a lot. Well, they're trying to go back and forth. So they're trying to do Miami, which is all the old school people, which is kind of fun. And I feel like it's a little contrived because what we know now about the retaping of things. And then they go back to Sir and Tom, where you have the drama there, where Dana's complaining to LVP that, oh, Sheena's being mean to me.
What would you rather see? The Sir drama?
No,
with
the old cast. I'd rather see
the old cast. No new people.
No new people. Old cast.
But they don't work there
anymore.
But
what do you do with them?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
I mean, we're talking 40-year-olds that are still behaving like they're frat boys.
That's why I'd rather watch them.
Kind of sad in its own sort of way.
It's disgusting, but it's good TV. But now that I know they retaped that scene 5 times, I can't get over it.
I know.
They're really good actors now?
Hmm. Well, I'm going to LA next week, Anne.
Oh, it's next week.
So I'm going to try to get into Tom Tom.
Is that the Oscar stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's Oscar week next week?
Next week.
Oh, God. We have to talk Oscar stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So next week we'll talk Oscar stuff. And there's a lot of movies I haven't seen. And maybe we'll have the guys on again because last time we did an Oscar pick before. When are we going to do this?
Oh.
We'll have to plan it on Sunday with the guys because we got to get our movies in.
Yeah.
Beforehand. For sure. And do our picks. We'll do a special Oscar special.
Right.
All right. We'll have
to
figure that out.
There's a lot to do.
A lot to do. We got the Super Bowl.
I know. Well, you know, my husband did want to go to a movie at noon. He said,
what?
Would you be mad on Sunday before the Super Bowl? Would you be mad if I went to a movie at noon?
Because him by himself? Or he wants to go?
I'm not going to go. I've got stuff to do. And I'm dog sitting this weekend on top of it. And I said, no, I'm not going to a movie when we're having a Super Bowl thing. And you know why he wants to go to a movie? Because he's stressed out.
Oh,
he doesn't
sure.
want to think about anything yeah. or any football.
Now, what
anything.
Movie does he want to see that he thinks
the
is
The Gentleman. The new one with Matthew McConaughey.
Ooh.
It's been advertised a lot.
Yes.
Like, no, you're not
I
going to a
I feel very behind
movie.
In my movies. I've been... Too much going on and too many TV shows to
I
watch.
Know.
And Netflix and all that. So
I know. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yes.
All
well,
right.
Let's go 49ers.
Yeah, go Niners. I mean, you may see a little video. Maybe.
Oh, we will do some videos. And I'm putting that picture out there of our wedding photo. Gotta get Gina's. I'm gonna sneak a pic when I'm over there.
Like, do we have to put the dress on now?
Oh! Oh God, no.
I thought that
well,
was
well. Maybe.
Well, I don't
before
know
and afters? Ooh.
That could be. Ooh.
No, I was just thinking of our old ones.
Okay, I can pull out an old.
Sure, and then I do a little side of you and Lala. And
good God.
I think it needs to happen.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
See you next week. Bye.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.